Hello, Sober Town. Health is the most important aspect of life. It is the foundation for an extraordinary life. Without it, everything else suffers. Join a community obsessed with harnessing the power of optimal health to conquer addiction and stay in long-term recovery. Welcome to SoberFlex.
Hi there. I'm Kevin Beaufrin, and it is a pleasure to meet you. I'd like to share my journey with you. Now, full disclosure, I am going to get raw and very personal. And some of what I'm about to share is dark, which is a direct reflection of my past that was filled with addiction and chaos. My goal is not to scare you or for you to feel bad for me. My goal is so that you know that transformation is not only possible after addiction, but it is a must. At just 11 years old, my world was shattered when I lost my dad in a motorcycle accident. Now, this accident plunged me into a deep and dark place. And by the time I was 12, I was grappling with major panic attacks and suicidal thoughts, which led me to see a therapist for the first time of many. Just about a year later, at 13 years old, I found alcohol. This was the beginning of an 18-year nightmare filled with lies, deception, puking, and way too many mornings spent worrying that today might be my last. The cycle of substance abuse escalated quickly. By 16, I had started smoking weed, and at 17, my world was rocked again by the sudden loss of my best friend in a boating accident. The following year, at 18 years old, I was at fault in a major car crash that resulted in the loss of my driver's license after only 3 weeks of having it, and nearly killing an entire family. Fortunately, I was lucky enough that no one died, although the grandmother did break her ribs. At 19 years old, I began acne treatment in France. This went terribly wrong, and it triggered suicidal tendencies once again, forcing me to stop treatment early. Then, at 20 years old, I moved to Florida in order to be closer to my family, as I really needed help at that point. And as if things weren't bad enough already, I started experimenting with harder drugs and fell in love with cocaine. By 24 years old, my lifestyle choices landed me in the hospital for 4 days with a condition called rhabdomyolysis. This is a potentially fatal condition caused by excessive workout, alcohol, and cocaine overdose. For the next 6 years, my addiction got deeper and deeper until I became someone I did not even recognize anymore. I hated myself, I hated life, and I was living in an ever-increasing terror every single day. At 30 years old, I eventually asked for help, and I went to rehab for 6 weeks. I managed to stay sober for 6 months until I relapsed back to my old ways. And it wasn't until I was 31 years old that I finally managed to get clean and sober for good. During this terrifying 18 years, the physical and emotional toll was out of this world. I vomited so often that the enamel on my teeth is nearly all gone. Now, at this point, you may be asking to yourself, why is he telling me all of this? So, allow me to back up a little bit. I was born in Florida, but I grew up in the Caribbean, on the French island of Martinique. I have always been athletic, and for the most part, I had a wonderful childhood playing outside with my friends, climbing trees, playing hide and seek, and, you know, I had a great childhood, really nothing to complain about there. But as I mentioned earlier, all of this took a radical turn when my father suddenly died in a motorcycle accident back in 1999. I was only 11 years old back then, and he and I were very close. I desperately needed a father figure at that age, so this was extremely difficult, to say the least. I am the youngest of three brothers. Both of my brothers were living on a different island at the time, so this meant that it was only me and my mother in the house. My mother was very strong. She had to be. I did my very best to be a good supportive son, and things went well, you know, as well as they can go after losing your dad at 11 years old, until the age of 13 years old when I discovered alcohol. On that day, I knew right away that something was not right. Alcohol made me feel good, way too good. And that is when things took a turn for the worse. You see, I did not fully realize it back then, but that day when I had my first sip of alcohol triggered a chaotic, slippery slope of a long nightmare. For the next 18 years, I would try again and again to quit, only to relapse and go back to my old ways, to try to quit again and again and again. Between the denial I was in and the amazingly strong grip alcohol had on me, I felt for the longest time as if I would never be able to find long-lasting sobriety. The reason why I can speak about all of these things without getting triggered or emotional is because, well, first of all, I've done a lot of work on myself. I've done a lot of therapy over the years. But also, at this point in my life, I do not regret any of it. That's right. Despite all of the guilt, the shame, and the resentment that I had towards myself at the time, today, I regret none of it. And this is something that can be very hard for some people to understand if they haven't been through addiction and fully accepted themselves. But once you reach a state of acceptance within yourself, then your past can become fuel for an extraordinary future. So again, I do not regret any of it. But instead, what I do is I use these negative experiences as a way to realize that I have overcome so much that there is now nothing that can stop me from fulfilling my potential and achieving greatness. Sobriety and health has given me the ability to get in touch with my purpose. And today I am happy to say that things are much different from what they used to be. The conditioning that alcohol had on me was so deep, and because it was the only way I knew how to have fun, it took me about a year or more to really be able to picture a life without alcohol. During my first year in sobriety, I was still convinced that alcohol was needed to have a good time. And what made matters worse is that I was getting married in about a year, and I was scared of not being able to enjoy myself at my own wedding. So what did I do? I started seeing a therapist in order to work with him on trying to bring alcohol back into my life, in moderation. I know what you're thinking. Silly. Yep, I know. But I was still blind to what sobriety really was, which is a life of fulfillment, unlimited possibilities, and authentic fun. At that point, my therapist told me, "You know, Kevin, I have to be honest with you. I really don't think that's a good idea. But if that's what you really want, I will help you with it." Fortunately, he never had to help me with drinking in moderation, as I decided to not try drinking again for different reasons that I won't get into right now. Instead, I decided to bravely keep on facing life and fears without the booze, all the way to my wedding. And this is where it all changed. At the wedding party, I had the best, most amazing, genuine, authentic fun I have ever had in my life. And get this, without any drugs or alcohol. This was the instant that I tasted true freedom, a profound liberation that left me feeling euphoric. After I reached that point, my whole mindset completely changed. That is where I found my purpose and subsequently realized that I had a duty to fulfill it. I was already a personal trainer at that point, but I decided to go even further and study physical therapy, nutritional therapy, mindset, and draw on all of the knowledge that I have acquired throughout my life and my own transformation in order to be able to fulfill my life's mission, aka my purpose. What is my mission, you ask? My mission is perfectly reflected in SoberFlex, which I will explain all about in other videos. But in a nutshell, SoberFlex has been created to help our brothers and sisters in recovery develop a repeatable strategy so they can avoid all of the mistakes that I've made, fine-tune their health, find long-term recovery, and embrace a future filled with purpose, genuine success, and well-being. I'm Kevin Boyfriend, and it is a pleasure to meet you.